Más y mejores contenidos en vivo. Y empezamos la cuenta regresiva. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm Daniela Moreno. It's a true honor to welcome a very special guest today, Connor Shelby, known for his soulful voice, masterful guitar playing, and deep connection to the blues. Connor has made a name for himself as one of the UK's most promising talents. His self-titled Deluxe album, his winning streak at the UK Blues Awards, and performance alongside legends like The Who, Bret Hart and Robert Cray are just the beginning. Today, we're here to talk about his journey, his influence, and his new album, The Truth Comes Out Eventually, which promised to continue his path of heartfelt, timeless music. Welcome, Connor. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What inspired your debut album Made Up My Mind while you were at university?
That album came about because an opportunity to record presented itself. I wasn't necessarily planning on doing it, but this opportunity arose. So I went into the studio and just recorded some of the songs that I had written in the past. And yeah, it was my first kind of experience being in a studio and recording, and it was a very big learning experience for me, for sure.
That's fascinating. It's impressive how early your artistic identity start to take shape. How did growing up in places like Connecticut and Dubai influence your sound or outlook as a musician?
I think particularly when I moved to Dubai, that was a time in my life where I felt quite vulnerable. Obviously, when you move to a new country, you know, you can be very isolated and insecure. And I think the blues came to me at that time as a source of comfort and inspiration. And I really, really got obsessed with it around that time. And I would spend hours listening to records and playing the guitar, trying to copy the sounds that I heard. And it was a really formative thing for me in terms of my development as a person. And I use music as a source of strength, really, and of comfort. And I really, you know, it really, really was a good thing for me at that time.
Those global experiences clearly enriched your storytelling. Now it really comes
Yes.
out in your music.
Oh, thank you.
One of your lyrics says, "A stranger through and through." What personal experience led to that feeling?
I'm not really sure if there was any one particular experience, but it's just a general feeling that I've always had throughout my life, you know, or a sort of feeling of not really belonging, not really being able to connect to people in the way that I like to, not feeling understood by people, not, you know, not seeing eye to eye with people, and you know, kind of being an outsider, I guess. And as I say, that's something that I've felt throughout my whole life. It's kind of been a constant for me, and that's partly probably why I was attracted to the blues. You know, the feeling of isolation and of longing and of yearning that's prevalent in that music probably really appealed to me because of that. And that's really what that song, The Truth Comes Out Eventually, is about. And it's definitely a theme that kind of that carries across the whole album.
That line stood out. It's incredibly human and relatable, and hearing the story behind it adds depth. What's your reaction when you won Young Artist of the Year at UK's Blues Awards for the third time?
I was just shocked, really, really surprised. You know, I'd won it twice before, obviously, And to have won it a third time was just incredible. And I didn't expect it for a minute. And I didn't, and when I won the traditional Blues Artist of the Year award this year, it was the same. I really genuinely didn't expect to win at all. And I wasn't prepared. So that was a lovely surprise. I'm really grateful.
It must have been validating to receive that kind of recognition for your dedication to the craft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your self-titled album was called Blues Album of the Year. How did that recognition affect you?
I think, like you say, it was very validating. I'm not really the kind of person who lets that sort of stuff get to me too much. I think it's better to stay objective about things. And obviously, it's nice to win these awards and to have these accolades and to have this recognition. And I'm really proud and grateful for it. But other than just giving me a nice boost and helping my self-esteem a bit, I think I try to stay disconnected from it and not let it get to my head too much.
Accolades like that are powerful, especially when they come from trusted voices in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What was it like participating in Mark's Snowflare charity single alongside such an iconic lineup?
Yeah, I mean, again, that was just an incredible thing that happened to me, and I'm super grateful. Just to be a part of that project and to be alongside all those, legends, frankly, just incredible. And so grateful to have been given that opportunity. And yeah, what can I say? It was, yeah, just a really incredible thing that I'm so grateful for.
It's inspiring to see musicians using the art to support causes.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
What does your upcoming album, The Throat Comes, or what eventually mean to you on a personal level?
I think this album probably is the most meaningful album for me so far out of the ones that I've done. I think the songwriting is the most honest that I've put out so far, and a lot of the subject matter of the songs is deeply personal to me, and it's about myself, my feelings about myself, and also other people and people that mean a lot to me in my life that have affected me in a big way. Some positive and some negative. And yeah, I think it definitely kind of gets my musical vision across in the best way so far out of all the records that I've made so far.
It sounds like this new work will reveal a deeper layer of who are emotionally and artistically.
Yeah, I like to think so.
How did you go about choosing the track list order for songs like Someone, Amelia, and Songbird?
So Someone, I wanted that to be at the beginning of the album, because it's obviously quite a joyful, bombastic song. It's up tempo. It's got the, horns and stuff on it. And I thought it would make a good opener. I kind of have a tendency to write a lot of slow songs that are quite sad and melancholic, but I wanted to open it with a really joyful song. And Songbird, I wanted to close the album with that because to me it's sort of like an epilogue, like a signing off. It's just a short statement that kind of closes the album, and it also represents me kind of ending a chapter of my life. It's about a particular person who meant a lot to me for a long time, who is now not really in my life anymore. And that song I actually wrote when I was quite young, when I was 16 or 17 or so. And I've had it for all these years and never really known what to do with it. But yeah, it's about this person who was kind of in and out of my life for a long time. And it's, yeah, as I say, it represents to me kind of closing that chapter of my life and moving on.
That flow is so important. Your choices make the album feel like a narrative, not just a collection. Huh? What mental health themes or personal b battles do you explore in your new material?
So yeah, as I say, the kind of theme of identity is a big one on the album. That quote you mentioned before, that talks about, feeling like an outsider and a stranger. That's a big theme of the album. Amelia as well was written about another person who was very meaningful for me in my life, who struggled with a lot of mental health issues. And that song, like Songbird, was written quite a few years ago when I was much younger. But there's another the person I'm currently with, my current girlfriend, she's been going through some similar mental health struggles as well. So it's kind of represents a sort of full circle thing in a way. I mean, I didn't choose to put the song on the album because of that, but it's just kind of a coincidence that it's played out that way. And yeah, just feelings of longing and caring for someone and that, understanding people, understanding yourself, trying to find understanding from others. Those are things that mean a lot to me and that are very prevalent on this album.
Thank you for being open about that. This conversation matter, especially through music.
Yeah.
Touring with the Who, Bret Hart, and Robert Cray must be unforgettable. What did you take away from those experiences?
It's a good question. The main takeaway I probably got from The Who was just like, to me, it was like a sort of Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. Like I was, for a day, I got to experience this incredible thing, like being on the stage, the same stage as The Who, playing a place like Wembley Stadium. It was like a dream, really. And just being in that world for a day, getting to experience it, getting to watch The Who from the side of the stage. Being around legends, legendary people, figures in music, and yeah, it was just a really, really amazing experience, which I'm so grateful to have to been lucky enough to have. And also touring with Beth Hart and Robert Cray, obviously two very different artists, but my main takeaway from them, other than just like being able to learn from them and seeing experts of their craft and being able to be inspired by them. My main takeaway was just that all the musicians that I've worked with and opened for have all been really, really kind and really supportive and really generous. And I feel that the people who have nothing to prove all tend to be that way. And that's been really kind of eye-opening for me. Just like there's no egos, these people don't have anything to prove. They're out there doing it and they're obviously, incredible artists, and they were just super generous and very supportive of me and what I was doing, and that really meant a lot.
Learning from legends must be both humbling and empowering at once. Why do you
Yes, very much so.
yes? What do you stick with a minimalist gear setup, your lazy G amp, and just a guitar?
I think that's because it's all I need, really. For the kind of thing that I do, I don't need lots of effects and I don't need lots of different amps and guitars. My sound is very direct. It doesn't really change much throughout the show, so I can kind of get away with just using one amp. And I'm just attracted to simplicity, really, in everything. I think it's always better to kind of get to the core of the thing rather than make things overcomplicated in life. And that applies to my musical choices as well, and the gear that I use, and yeah, everything really.
Already writing a third album. Can you share what sonic or lyrical direction you're exploring?
Yeah, I've been doing a bit. I think the songs that I really, really love on the new album and that I think are really, really strong were the more kind of acoustic songs. So I think I'm gonna maybe pursue that a bit more and explore that side of things in my next album. But I have no idea at this stage. It could end up being very different. But that's something that I'm kind of attracted to at the moment.
The track list order feels intentional. Were you trying to tell a story from start to finish?
I'm not sure if I was trying to necessarily. I think, all the songs they were written independently. They weren't written to be necessarily put into one thing. But I do think there is a sense of cohesion between the songs, though, because, as I say, a lot of the songs are about similar subject matter, and they explore similar themes. And of course, they all kind of represent different facets of who I am and my musical identity. So I think it works as a piece of a work of art, whatever you call it. But it wasn't necessarily planned to be that way.
What did you learn about yourself while writing the truth comes out eventually?
I think with all of my songs, it's just an opportunity to kind of reflect. It's like I kind of treat songs as like diary entries. You're just getting things that are in your head and your heart out onto paper and into the world. And a lot of them are kind of just inspired by ways that I'm feeling and things that I'm thinking and experiences that I've had. And yeah, I'm not really sure I learned anything in particular. Any one thing, but it's just about consolidating, these different feelings you have and concentrating them into a piece of art that's, reflective of who you are and how you feel.
That's meaningful takeaway and probably one that continues even after the album is out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And
Yeah.
obviously, the cool thing about releasing music is that people can then interpret it in whatever way they like. The music becomes theirs as soon as you put it out, and everyone finds their own meaning and stuff, which is, a really special thing, I think.
The album artwork and overall aesthetic are very minimal but striking. What did you want to express visually?
I mean, all the things I've said, really, just exploring different emotions that I've had and different things I've been preoccupied with throughout my life. As I say, this feeling of not necessarily belonging or feeling like an outsider. I think the fact that it's minimalistic is just kind of just reflective of my sensibilities and my musical vision, I suppose.
The simplicity, it re really works. It feels honest, like the music itself.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a favorite lyric or line from the album?
I'm not sure. I think The Truth Comes Out Eventually is definitely my favorite song lyrically. I'm not sure if I've got a favorite line. To be honest, the one that you chose, I think, is a really strong, meaningful line. So I'm glad that you picked up on that. Yeah, I mean, there's another line in it. I was born with a broken heart, which is kind of about me just feeling like I was born, with something missing, something not quite there,
Yeah, that line really stays with you. It lingers in the best way.
Yeah.
In terms of sound, how important was your minimalist setup, your lossy G amp, a single guitar, in preserving the character of the album?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's just that is my sound. That's who I am. And obviously the gear that I use is reflective of that. And like I say, everything I do, I'm attracted to simplicity. I like to just get things down to the core of what it is, and I think when things are overcomplicated, then it can be messy and you can lose touch with what the thing is in itself, if that makes sense.
You can really hear that intimacy and intention in the sound. If you had to describe this album in one word, what would it be and why?
It's a good question. I think personal would be the word. Like, it has personal significance to me and personal meaning.
Well, listeners hear the full album for the first time. What do you hope they feel or take away from it?
I just hope that people are able to connect with it. I hope people respond to the songs and respond to what I'm trying to do. Ultimately, it's me giving my a part of myself to the world, and I hope that people are able to buy into it and to feel something from the music and to be able to connect with it in their own way.
That emotional connection is what makes music so lasting. No?
Yes, yeah.
Will there be any music videos, live session, or bonus material to accompany the release?
Yeah, there should be. I mean, we've done a couple of videos so far. I think one of them's come out. Another one's due to come out for the next single. And then I've also been re recording lots of smaller videos and stuff. So hopefully that will all come out, yeah, to coincide with the release.
After August 2029, yes. What next? Touring, festivals, collaborations?
I've got a big tour of the UK in September, and I've got a tour of France as well later in the year. I'm going to be doing lots of festivals over the next few months, some in Europe, some in the UK. And yeah, hopefully just keep building on that and going into next year and doing more shows and doing more gigs, really.
Sounds like there's a lot to look forward to beyond the album itself.
Yeah, I think so.
Jer, and finally, what's the truth that was hardest for you to let out eventually?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just the I'll just just the kind of sense of vulnerability that's in the song, really. It's difficult to talk about things that you struggle with in life, and I guess not everyone wants to admit that they feel like a stranger and they don't connect with people. But as I said before, that's kind of something that's always been prevalent in my life, and it's a feeling that's always kind of been there, which I've explored before in other songs. But I think, yeah, this is the most overt way of putting it out there. But yeah, I guess that's it. I'm not sure if that answers the question, but yeah.
Connor, thank you so much for opening your heart and sharing not just your music, but the emotion and truth behind this new album. The truth comes out eventually is a powerful title, and there's no doubt the music will live up to it. Before we say goodbye, can you let our listeners know where they can follow your journey online, your website, social media, or anywhere they can pre-save the album and support your work?
Yeah, you can go on my website, which is www.connorselby.com. You can follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, sign up to my mailing list, which is on my website. And yeah, those are the places you can find me, and you can stream my music on Spotify or Apple Music, or you can buy a CD or a vinyl. You can pre-order the album now, which is coming out on the 29th of August. And yeah, it's been a real pleasure. So thank you so much.
Thank you too. Thank again, Connor. I'm Daniela Moreno, and as I always say, it's not just another day, it's one less day of life. So live, it with joy and wisdom. It's until next time. Thank you, Connor.
I loved your questions. They were really, really insightful.
Okay, Connor, good luck and see you again.
Thank you so much. Take
Hasta
care.
luego.
Thanks, Daniela.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Reprográmate con Daniela Moreno. Escúchanos todos los miércoles de 12:30 a 1:30 de la tarde.